Yaakov Avinu gives the brachas to the Shvatim. So the bracha gives to Yisachar. Yisachar chamar gorem reveitz bein ha-mishpasoyim. So he's Yisachar is this balach amor with strong bones who rests bein ha-mishpasoyim between the Rashi says between the paths. He saw that he got a piece of land. Rashi learns he got a piece of land which was his place where he's going to dwell, going to rest. The Targum translated, so Menucha here is referring to his Mokum of Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. It's a good piece of land. Or it's Kanema, it's a pleasant piece. He undertakes to give Herod of Torah, the Earl of Torah. So Rashi Taitz's Menucha is referring to the Menucha of the Chalik that he has in Eretz Yisrael, and that's based on the Targum. The Sepurna, however, says a different shot. He saw like this. Sha Menucha b'shleimus hamuskalus esher b'tenuach hanefesh shehu toiv atachaz malchufen. That Menucha is a Menucha where the person is involved in understanding the muskalus, understanding the concepts of the world. Shemenucha b'shleimus hamuskalus. When he understands something properly, then he feels at rest. Shabatunuach hanefesh. That's where the nefesh is at rest, not the body, but the nefesh is at rest. Shuat toiv atachaz malchufen. That is the toiv, and that is the purpose. Ve'esoros kineima. He doesn't have an issue of parnasa. He undertook to take a burden. So he undertook to take care of, to learn Torah, and to responsibility for the community. And then they would make sure that he has his support. So the Sepurna understands that the Menucha is not the Menucha of the physical rest of the body. That is the improper understanding of what Menucha is. Person goes on vacation, he's the Menucha. Right? Person has pressure. Right? He's not the Menucha. He's not settled. The person goes on vacation and he's the Menucha. He feels at rest. Right? He has nothing to do, nothing bothering him. He's at rest. Comes along the supporter and says, no, but that Yisachar, the Gemara says in Yuma that if you want to see if there's somebody who's a Mara Harabi Yisrael, is able to be Zaycha to understand the Emes and come to the Harabi Yisrael, is either from Shevet Levi or from Shevet Yisachar. Shevet Yisachar is going to be the Shevet, which is going to be, and it brings the same Pasuk Rashi brings, that Masayim Rashi Senedros says Mene Basakh Yerde Bina Leitim, Ladas Mayasa Yisrael Rashe Masayim. That from Mene Yisachar came the ones who are going to tell Klal Yisrael what to do. How do they come to that recognition to be the ones to tell Klal Yisrael what to do? Because they recognize that Menucha is not physical rest. Menucha is that when the Shlemus Hamuskolis, when I come to understand something properly, that's Emes Menucha. The Medrash says over here that Menucha is referring to Torah. So it's not the Menucha, the Barbanel says, not the Menucha of Atzlus and lack of work. Ki Menucha ha'amitis hi ha'nefoshis, is when the nefesh is at rest at something. Now, the truth is, I think there's a Hanukkah beforehand that assumes that you're bothered by the nefesh not being Menucha when you don't understand something. So a person who wants to know, he wants to come to Shlemus and Muskolos, he wants to understand something, and he's not in the state of Menucha because he doesn't understand something. Then he comes to the state of Menucha, he comes to the Shlemus HaMuskolus, he comes to understand that that's true Menucha. But the physical fact that the body's moving, not moving, that doesn't define itself as Menucha. That a person is never interested in the Muskolus to start with, that's not Menucha. Menucha is, right? So Shabbos, right, is called Menucha not because it's the time when we don't do physical work. Shabbos is called Menucha because it's a time when a person has time to learn. And a person has time to understand and to grapple with something and figure it out. And when he comes to the Shlemus and Muskolus, that's where Sherbet Tzunuach HaNefesh, then he reaches the state of Menucha. There's a gorgeous Ran. There's a gorgeous piece of Ran in Drushes that he says that Ziktei Tamir Hachamim calls the Mancha Meskinim Daitim Miyushavas Aleim. Ziktei Yam Oritz calls the Mancha Meskinim Daitim and Terefas Aleim. They become more and more unsettled as they get older. As they Terefas Aleim, as they get older. Ziktei Yam Oritz. So the Ran says, what does it mean? The mean, are you telling me that the Tamir Hachamim don't, you know, their mind becomes clear and more, and they don't become senile? Nebuch, their Tamir Hachamim become senile. Amaratzim, he says, you know, we all know these people that they're 95 years old and they can tell you every single, you know, batting statistics of all their favorite game for the last 75 years. They're totally with it. Amaratzim, so that's not what it means. It's not what it means. What does it mean? It means a person makes choices in life. He says the word dasa is referring to the choices a person makes. A person can make a choice in life that he wants to grow in Torah. He wants to grow in mitzvahs. He wants to understand. He wants to move his avodah further. A person can make a decision that he wants to be successful and make it in this world and push himself. But that's his focus. He says when you're younger, it's not clear which way is the better way. Right? Sometimes a person makes the decision and he foregoes whatever he's foregoing, you know, to be able to. He wonders, should he make another decision? He's not sure. So he says, Ziknei Amoritz, the older they get, the more they regret the decision that they made. That's really what I want to focus on in my life. Is that what it's about? Ziknei Amoritz, when they're younger, they're not sure. They're not sure, really, it wasn't a good decision to focus. It was difficult, challenging, frustrating, etc. The older they get, the happier they are with that decision. The more they look back and say, you know what, it was a good move. Rishiva would mention, the Shiva Gifter would mention that he used to go down to his son-in-law was is Rabbi Foyer. Rabbi Foyer used to live in Miami. He used to go down every winter to spend a little time over there by his son-in-law to get away from the Cleveland winter for a little bit. He used to come back and used to say, you know, he was in Miami. In Miami, there's a lot of elderly people there in Miami. And there's a certain area which is populated by elderly people, and there's signs over there in this road specifically that people have to be careful about elderly people which are crossing the street not watching what they're doing. He said, why are they not watching what they're doing? Because they don't mind if they die. Because you look at their eyes and their eyes are vacant. They have empty eyes. You look at these people walking around, elderly people, you look at their eyes, see there's nothing in them. And the Shiva, who was not young, that you know, at any stretch of the imagination, you know, well, he got that in life because he was not well. But that's cool. But he was still like, it was so painful for him to see that. You know, these people are not that much older than he is. You know, some of them are the same age as he is. And you know, and she was called cooler fire, right? Right? And these people look at, you know, you saw the fire in his eyes, and he says, he said, I would see these vacant eyes, empty eyes, vacuous. It was painful to him. So that's menucha, you know, retirement. In the United States of America, the dream is retirement, right? So we're going to have a good retirement, and you know, everybody's going to be happy. He says, that's not what the definition of retirement, right? The definition, Yisachar comes along, Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Yisachar says, he says, it's built in Mukhal Mukhama. They weren't, a chamor is not a great animal for war. You need a horse for war. They run fast, they're powerful, etc. The chamor plods along, slowly but surely. But it's the animal of which you use to carry. The ones who know the sefer don't know the saif. They're not very good at the ones who know the sefer, not necessarily those who are good at the saif. It's good morning, Avodah Zorah. Chamor bal etzem chazuk ubechazuk rebbe ben mishpasayim. So Rashi says he rests between the tchumen, right? He's traveling, and as he's along the path, that's where they rest. He doesn't understand it like that. The subordinate says, "Kushuchan and Rebbe Bein Shtei Chavilos has Nesudas Lamasal Shnei Sidov." He has packages on both sides to be balanced. He rests carrying the packages. So only a chamor can do that. Chamor can yisachar noisei lo b'ol terabol derech eretz von hagas and medinas k'ro l'chacham shalom b'midas and miskalis. So even when he's resting, he has the ol terah on him. He has the hagas and medinas on him. There's no rest in the colloquial sense, right? So the person goes. They would describe what was dacha. What was dacha for the Tamin Chachamim in Europe? They would go for dacha. They would go for vacation. They would go to the Wald. It was more relaxed type of a clean air, and they sit and talk and learning with the chaverim the whole time. And they would get up and they would argue and scream and yell and fight. You know, that was called relaxation. Right? They didn't sleep in late, and they didn't. And maybe they went for a walk. What did they do when they went for a walk? They were dealing with Chaim Reza was there. What was he doing? He was dealing with the responsibilities of Klal Yisrael. He didn't stop carrying the responsibilities of Klal Yisrael, but he was able to do it. Arab, it was a place where he could actually focus on his learning. He was able to talk and learning. There was a person who had the apartment next to Chaim Reza. Chaim Reza used to always go for dacha. And the daughter is describing. It says, you know, so her father was a businessman. He said, big Talmud Chacham, and every summer they used to get together. And Chaim Reza and he would learn together for a few hours in the morning. He says they would get up early and they would sit and learn together. He says one morning her father was busy with something else, you know, and he came late. And Chaim Reza says, I thought we lost our kviyas. You know, I was getting worried. I had enjoyed the kviyas so much. You get a chance to learn together, and they would learn together for 4 hours. That was dacha. You had time to learn. Right? That was. Dacha wasn't you didn't learn. It was the Adarabba. A person moves on to the world of. So what's the purpose of Shabbos? The more it says the purpose of Shabbos for Talmud Chacham, the purpose of Shabbos is resting. And for a person who's not Isaac and Torah the whole week, the purpose of Shabbos is to learn. The whole week you don't have time to learn. So what is Menucha for? Menucha is to learn. Because the definition is, that is the definition. It's interesting that we use that word, the word menucha. Why is that menucha? Why is that the word which you describe this phenomenon? The Mishnah Shem Perek Aleph says that, you know, this world is a world of work, almol, etc. And Olam Haba is the place of menucha. That's why you have many lashonos of Chazal which compare. You know, this is the proister, that's the trackling, this is the yam, that's the abasha, you know, the different mishalim to describe that this world is about the challenges and the work, etc. And Olam Haba is the makam of menucha. So why do we describe this world of not menucha, of constantly being torahed with the oil of Torah, the oil of the Hagas HaMedinas, v'yar menucha ki toiv? He sees that as toiv. Why would you describe that as menucha? So Reb Aaron interestingly spoke about this by the first Kehilat Malava Malka, which also was the last Kehilat Malava Malka, about 17 years ago, something like that, 16, 17 years ago, we had a Kehilat Malava Malka, the first annual Kehilat Malava Malka. We haven't had one since then, so. What?
You said televised Malava Malka?
First Kehilat Malava Malka, annual Malava Malka.
Oh.
Okay, first Kehilat annual Malava Malka. So, it was for the community, and, you know, we had introduced the concept of the Kehilat to the community, and for many people in the community, the concept of the Kehilat was something which was strange, right? The person gets married, you know, they understood the idea the person has responsibilities and goes on and moves on to get. And the guy, the person, his goal is learning, like. So it's okay, good. So you're learning because you want to become a rabbi, right? No. You're learning because you want to become a rebbe. No. You're learning because you want to become, something. No. I just want to learn because I want to learn, right? To know Torah. So that was something which was to many people it was not clear exactly what it was, and that's the point that he addressed. That. We define, why is it called Menucha? Why is Shabbos called Menucha? Why Olam Haba is called Menucha? Because Menucha is a tachlis. When you take something, when you're traveling, going somewhere, and you reach the point where you're able to no longer travel, you're now noch, you're now stationary, you're now able to rest. Menucha is a description of the final goal of where you want to be. That's what menucha is. Says the concept of Olam Haba being menucha makes a lot of sense. Right? This world is the travel, is the trip that we're taking to get there. And Olam Haba is the place that we want to go to. That's the menucha. That is that moment we are now, we have reached our destination. We are being menucha. The Rosh gives us a concept of Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is that you stop working. It's Me'ein Olam Haba in the sense that it's not a day where you're trying to get somewhere, it's a day that you're there. Right? The whole 6 days, our goal is to get somewhere, to do something, to accomplish something. Shabbos is you're supposed to be there. So where is there? Kol Malatecha Asuya. I should have taken care of. The Mechila says, no, there's nothing left. Kol Malatecha Asuya. There's nothing left to do. It's all done. You're finished. Right, just like a person comes to Olam Haba, he says, I have so much more to do in this world. No. The world's over. The story ended. Maybe you would like to accomplish more, but the story ended. And you're there. You're now there at the final resting place. So Shabbos is the final resting place. Every week we get a chance to taste that. I wish I'd accomplished more during the week. Well, it's irrelevant. But now you're there. You're not in a state of menucha. Torah is menucha because Torah is not, the purpose of Torah is not to be able to be a rabbi, or to be a rebbe. The goal, the Bershom didn't give the Torah because it's a hechatimsa, it's a kardom laf rabbi. It's something which you use to create something with it. The Torah is the expression of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Bria. And when a person is with the Torah, he's there in the purpose of the Bria. So that is the end. That is the goal. That is the place that we're striving for. That is where we want to be. That is where. So, the correct way to understand Torah is to understand that Torah is not a hechatimsa for something else. Torah is not a hechatimsa for mitzvahs. Oh, why learn Torah? Because you have to know the mitzvahs. Beis Halevi says no. That's we. Kleisel says nasa, and then they say nishma. They say so. Migol Rozel Bonai that they're makdim nasa to nishma. They got they come to the Malachim and they get these ksorim on their heads. What was so special saying Nasa for Nishma? Let's say what is it, Nishma Manasa? We're going to learn, or we're going to do. Like, what's the problem? So the Beis Halevi says, 1 second, so we're going to say Nasa for Nishma means we're going to do. So obviously we're going to do, you're going to learn. I mean, you can't do without knowing what to do. I have to learn to know what to do. And if and we're talking about, people are committing to do properly. I'm committing to do. I'm going to do the mitzvah of tefillin properly. And there's a lot to learn about the mitzvah of tefillin to be able to do it properly. Either you could outsource it to somebody else. Now we outsource everything. We outsource it to the rabbi. You learn and tell me what to do. But somebody's got to learn. So it automatically included in nishma in naaseh is nishma. So what's this nishma afterwards? Naaseh includes nishma. What's the nishma afterwards? It says there's a nishma, which its purpose is a hechatimsa to do mitzvahs. And that might take a lifetime. I'm learning because I want to know what to do. Okay. And a person learning amanas lasvis, it's a davar chashuv, etc. That's one type of learning. There's another type of learning. I have that already. I'm learning because I'm learning. Not learning is a hechatimsa for something else. Learning is when the Baruch Hashem gave away that when you touch into the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, that's the moment you can touch His presence. We cannot physically touch His presence. We can have spiritual feelings, and the reality is that's not really touching His presence. The only way we can touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as much as He's Megala Himself. How is He Megala Himself? He's Megala Himself through the Bria. He's Megala Himself through the Torah. When I touch that moment, when I'm with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I found His Ratzon, I'm with Him. That's not that I've reached the lap of the king. I'm sitting in his lap. I'm not going anywhere else. That's the goal is to be there, just to be there. That is why we learn. So comes along Yisachar and he says, "Bayar menucha, hichap, this is menucha. There's no other menucha that exists in the world because everything else. And now what? Okay, retirement. What are you going to do when you're retired? Right? Right? That's okay, fine. So I will sleep the rest of my years. Okay, that's one approach. There's people like that have attitude. It usually lasts for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then they start getting bored. They want to do something. Right? Like, I thought your goal was just to be able to relax, not have to do anything. No, I want to do something. I just don't want to do it with such pressure. Oh, okay. But at the end of the day, your goal isn't retirement. I want to do what I want to do. It's supposed to be what somebody else is telling me to do. Okay, good. So it's not menucha. Menucha is I'm there. I have to go anywhere. Laura Lenny, sometimes you go visit somebody in the nursing home, right? And you see there's the people, you know, there's like one person over there is sitting and learning, and his mind is active, etc. And everybody else is like, you know, trying to find what to do with himself. And he's learning. He's learning. Chofetz Chaim has to say for Shem Olam. He says a beautiful thing. You know, the pasuk says Yisachar, it's the bracha of Yisachar. It says that after the bracha of Zvulun, he says, why is that the order? Because I'll say, because since the only reason the Klal Yisrael was that the Yisachar was able to sit and learn is because Zvulun supported them, so the Torah of Yisachar was through the vehicle of Zvulun. So the bracha of Zvulun goes first. You have later on the bracha. So the Chofetz Chaim, in the name of the Shar is Shar Hachzakas HaTorah, supporting Torah. He talks about the Mila, that a person who can get a chelik in such a mitzvah through support. But it's a mitzvah with the Baron Cutler, that he was once talking about this concept of the Yisachar Zvulun, and he says, you know, the person who's a Zvulun gets the same schar as Yisachar. In Olam Haba, he much gets the same schar. So one of the Tavinim says, he means, Rabbi, I can leave Yeshiva, I can go to work, support Torah, and get the same Olam Haba as the guy who stays in Yeshiva. Yeah. He says, so why am I staying in Yeshiva? So Baron, in his inimitable way, says, you'll get, because that'll be Olam Haba, but what's with Olam Haza? That was Baron's response. So what's with Olam Haza? So here's the Yisachar. Tachas shetim nechama liyagei atzmei b'tar b'yemei b'layla. Menon oishan lo shum noyach b'tanak l'gufay. Must I do darkal anuk sas? Kishim mesayim eizim esechta. Says darkal asus yemei tabal l'chvay atara. He's b'nei b'mish b'sayim. He's b'tin sugyas. Ah, I finished the sugya. I finally understand the sugya. Then he gets a chance to have a rest for a moment. Then he goes back to the next sugya. Baron said, what's with Olam Haza? So, you know, what's with Olam Haza? A matter of fact, the Chazal say, the Mor says, at the end of Brachas, they don't have Menucha Lelam, they have Menucha Lelam Haba. They're constantly growing on Olam Haba also. They're never Tak at the end because there's always more to grow. But if you understand that that's what life is about, being in that state of being arriving in growth, so Olam Haba, that's called Menucha. If you can get more, you get more. We spoke about yesterday Bashal Shudas, 2 minutes, but so Bashal Shudas, this Yaakov Avinu understands, his special promise is, I'm taking you down to Mitzrayim. The Shekhinah will go with you to Mitzrayim. Aleph. That you will not have to deal with the Mitzrayim at all. You will not have to deal with them. Because Yosef will take all the interaction which you have will be through Yosef. So you don't have to touch the tomb of the Mitzrayim. You don't have to do anything with them. You'd be living in a place called Goshen, which is a separate, distinct place, but after you chose that place because it's not part of the rest of Mitzrayim. You are Roy Yitzoyin, which the Mitzrayim are talking about Hashem called Roy Yitzoyin. You had them one of anything to do with you. So, like, you're guaranteed everything is good. You're remain Yaakov Avinu. And what does Yaakov Avinu do? He sends Yehuda before him to make a base of Medrash. Wherever you're going to go, whatever you're going to do, if you're not Kaveya yourself in the world of Torah, you're Kaveya yourself with the promise that Shekhinah is with you, and the promise is that you won't have to do with them, and your mamash, and they don't like you anyway, and they don't shaykh you, and you talk as it. But you cannot be Kavua in the world of Golus, in the world of going outside of the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, unless a person is Kavua in the world of Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that the version created the winter. Winter is long nights. In Europe, they couldn't do anything one long night. They didn't do anything. They sat and learned. Chazal said, Lila's given the Girsa. It's very hard. He says, he's visiting Miami. He says, there's multiple yeshivas over the years that tried to start in Miami. He says, they've never been successful. So you know why? They don't have winters. You don't have a winter. And so, what makes you want to stay in the building and, you know, just sit and learn? Because, you know, it's nice out, it's warm out, let's go do something, you know? It's freezing cold outside, let's sit in base medicine and learn. It's winter, Rabbi Sai, Baruch Hashem, winter finally came. So now it's an opportunity to sit and learn. Right? This is the long nights of the winter, the nights when so Russia made this beautiful matana called electric lights. Right? So it's very kishmak that's learn base medrash. It says, imagine the electric light came out. What they asked for the telekayim, right? What's olam haba? He says, olam haba is an electric light and a vilna shas. Right? You can sit and learn like it used to be, like with the candles. It was dark. It says now it's beautiful, clear light. You know, he was talking about a 15-watt bulb, right? And this is olam haba. You know, can you imagine that? So, wherever you're going to go, wherever you're going to do, you need to be kavua based manners. You need to be kavua, and now's the time. Now's the time. You convey yourself. So when you do go out, Yaakovino sits in Yeshiva Shem Aver before he goes to Lavan. Every morning, there's a base medrash before you go out. Every night, there's a base medrash to like clean yourself off when you come back. We're looking at the tkufa, we don't have the base mikdash anymore. All we have left is the Torah Zois, the Makom Miklat, the mikdash which we have is the place where we're there. The mikdash is called Menucha. It's the place that you're there with the Shekhinah. You're there with him. Nowadays, that's Torah. That's what it means. Right? The person is there with the Baruch Hashem. Then you're safe when you do go out after.